Good evening. Merry Christmas to all of you. Thanks for joining us for our service tonight here at Trinity on Christmas Eve. What a blessed night and a blessed service we have planned for you. Lots of Christmas music to sing tonight. And of course, most importantly, to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ and the salvation that he brought to the world through the forgiveness of sins. Blessed to be together, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord. Our opening hymn to kick things off tonight is hymn number 380, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And we do invite the congregation to please stand, if you're able, on the last verse of the hymn this evening. Let's sing together hymn 380, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Tonight we gather in pure joy in the presence of our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, everlasting to everlasting, born of the Virgin Mary to save the world from sin and death. We begin tonight in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, you brought the King of all creation into our world, not to reign with worldly power and force, but to be born in a manger, humble and full of mercy. Tonight he still reigns in our world and in our hearts by his mercy, grace, and forgiveness. Help us, Lord, this special night to realize afresh that Jesus and his arrival to our world on Christmas is our joy and peace. His pure and divine love is his reign over this world. Bless all those tonight that find it difficult to enjoy the season of Christmas. Comfort us all this evening with the joy and hope of life everlasting for those who believe. For although you were born into this world, you have always been and you live and reign forever, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Would you join us in our opening responses from Psalm 96? Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Glory to God in the highest.
Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exalt and everything in it. Glory to God in the highest.
Then all the trees of the forest shall sing for joy. All the trees in our homes shall shine with lights of your love. Glory to God in the highest.
Before the Lord, before he comes.
He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. Glory to God in the highest.
The King of Israel, the Lord is in our midst. Glory to God in the highest, and he shall suffer good will toward him.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Please be seated. We continue our singing with hymn number 387, Joy to the World. Let's sing. We continue with our prayers. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. You led the wise men to the child Jesus by the light of a star. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ, and on this our celebration of Christmas Eve, may his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful, and you love your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you join us with our Fossil Aeron response? Joyous light of glory.
Holy and merciful Father, heavenly, holy, blessed Jesus Christ, we have come to the setting of the sun, and we look to the Christmas light of your birth. We sing to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are worthy of being praised with pure voices forever. O Son of God, give me your life. The universe proclaims your glory.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. We continue singing now with hymn 370, What Child Is This?
Chapter of Isaiah. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol, as high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David. Is it too little for you to weary men that you weary of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Let's join together and sing Away in the Wind. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. O Lord, have mercy on us.
We invite the congregation to stand, if you're able, as we sing our hymn before the gospel reading tonight. That's hymn number 368, Angels We Have Heard on High. Gospel for this evening comes from Matthew chapter 1. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. In many and various ways, God spoke to the people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days,
please be seated. Ah. In the name of Jesus, we wish you a Merry Christmas tonight to you and to your family, to your friends, to all those that you celebrate with on this glorious occasion that we have the honor and privilege of being together for this evening, singing our Christmas hymns and singing out to the Lord on Christmas Eve. But I've got to tell you, what to say on Christmas Eve? I've been asking myself that question for like 2 weeks. What to say the night before our Savior's birth? The night before God, creator of all things, behind everything we see, touch, smell, God, the night before God was born in human flesh. And our very nature, our own very nature. What to say on Christmas Eve? The night before our salvation entered the world. The night before anyone knew what exactly it was that God was doing since the Garden of Eden. What to say on Christmas Eve? Is there anything we can add? Any words of ours that could add any color or make this night any more wonderful? I'm not sure. We can preach, certainly. We can proclaim God's word and his gospel of the forgiveness of sins. Not because of anything we do, but because of what he did. And we must preach that. But tonight, on this night, I'm not sure that anybody could add anything to make this night any greater than it is. God did something amazing, something purely wonderful, and honestly, too great for mere words to even do him justice. But this is the sentiment that one of the great hymn writers understood, this exact sentiment. He was an Austrian priest. His name was Joseph Mohr. And he wrote his song out taking a long nighttime walk, looking down on a sleepy, quiet town where he lived. From a nearby hilltop. The year was 1816. It was post-war time in Austria, fresh off the Napoleonic Wars. Wars that had just finished wreaking havoc on the lands in which Pastor Mohr lived. He watched it all, saw it all, the dawn of gunpowder, atrocities like people had never seen. But that night, on his walk, the war had just ended. The town was sleepy, silent, winter-laden. And from a distance, it seemed to Pastor Mohr, at least for that night, you can almost smell the wood-burning stove if you try, picturing this in your mind, that must have been burning in that sleepy little town. The cold air sort of biting his cheeks and his nose. But the song we'll sing again tonight, and we've sung that song many times before. The song's called Silent Night. Those lyrics were the thoughts that Pastor Mohr was pondering in his heart during his walk. Clear thoughts. Where he could appreciate the reality of silence. The blessings that we so often take for granted in simple, simple peace as he looked down on his sleepy little town. The heavenly gifts of quietness and calmness. It isn't often that we pause, friends. In our busy, busy lives, especially during this season, it isn't very often that we'll pause and slow down and see the raw divine beauty of stillness and quietness and peace. In a day and age when most can't get through the day not staring at a screen all day long, when in order to be entertained, the screen has to change in 3-second intervals or we get bored, the radio's blaring, the TV's running, social media keeps scrolling, it's rare to just ever have a moment, am I right? A moment of peace and stillness. But that's what the hymn Silent Night, that's what it's really all about. It was a cry of a thankful heart, a song born from pure appreciation, distilled off from a war that had finally ended. Fear and chaos finally displaced. And now, as the pastor saw on his nighttime walk, a silent night, rest. What should we say then on Christmas Eve? Well, the psalmist will help us in Psalm 46, verses 8 through 11. The psalmist writes, "Come, behold the works of the Lord. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth." Verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." That's a psalm of peace, of the blessing of a silent night. It reminds us, as Solomon wrote in the book of Ecclesiastes, there's a time for everything under the sun, a time to speak, and a time to just be still. I think being still and silent for a moment tonight reminds us of a precious, precious reality. Here it is. We're not in control of this world. It's not up to us to fix and right every wrong. We do what we can. But tonight, we're reminded by Christmas, by baby Jesus being born of Virgin Mary, that we're not in control. And that, friends, brings peace and comfort. And we're also not left alone, as our text said. He is Emmanuel, God with us. We may not be able to add a single thing with our words to the reality of Christmas, but on this Christmas Eve, Christmas speaks for itself. The reality of what took place in the manger shows us there's a God who loves us. There's a God who's in control, that tomorrow He'll take care of, so that tonight we can celebrate, tomorrow we can celebrate. That's the point of being still in Psalm 46. No doubt Mary and Joseph had some quiet moments that lowly night in the manger in Bethlehem after the birth of the Christ child, a child born of a miracle. What a moment it must have been. Think of this, how in wonder and awe they must have reflected on those events that we celebrate. Sitting in that cold manger, just sitting, they had to have some quiet moments, I bet. Looking down at baby Jesus, thinking, wow, this is the greatest miracle. Now, many of you know, I've been at least mildly involved in a lot of births of children. I mean, I was standing there, you know? But as I was thinking about this, I thought, like, try to imagine the Son of God being born. If you've been there, or if you're a lady, you've been very much a part of that. Imagine that. The Son of God being born. When you look down at baby Jesus' face, whose face does he resemble? Whose likeness is that face in? Now, we've all experienced a loss for words at times in our lives, a moment when words couldn't add anything. Imagine the moment we celebrate tonight. Looking down at the face of the Son of God, thinking of God's overwhelming love that he would bless a world of sinners so much to save us from the grasp of something that we don't even sometimes realize is there, hurting us. Something that we can't escape by our own doing or our own works. Do you realize that Christmas, that powerful, wonderful moment of the birth of our Savior, was the moment that everything was guaranteed to you and to me to be, by God, guaranteed, no matter what it is, to be okay. It's all going to be okay. That's what Christmas says. That God's in control. Even though we think we are, and we get all stirred up in our hearts about it, God's promise in baby Jesus, it's going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. That's a blessed gift, friends. The moment the whole world, with all its troubles, all its pains, all the sin and death that's out there, all the sorrow and grief and the warfare of Satan, great hurts that this stuff brings with it. Sure, I don't have to tell you. Even too many of us gathered here tonight, I'm sure, know what I mean. But the moment that Jesus was here, that God himself was breathing our own air, was the moment that it would somehow all, through him, through his love, through his forgiveness, and his absolute power and authority over life and over death, because of Christmas, it would all be okay. He's going to make it that way himself. Do you believe that? He's going to do it. Jesus is that reality for you and for me. Even tonight, we still, even tonight, are actually able to behold on some level his face in Holy Scripture, to know exactly who he is, understand his love, even hear his own words spoken to us thousands of years later. In 1816 in Austria, when Silent Night was written, when the words were penned, sleep in heavenly peace. The war is finally over. The town's at peace. That's a beautiful image. Well, maybe life, your life, has felt a bit like a war to you this year. Maybe you've dealt with some of those losses or those hurts or those pains that sometimes it just feels, tell me I'm wrong, that we're like in a constant battle, like all the time. We think we get a break and then here comes something else, right? We all have struggles. But tonight, look at the scriptures. Sit for a moment in a silent night. Behold the Christ of the Bible. And hear his words. I will never leave you or forsake you. No one and nothing can snatch you from my hand. And our hymn says, silent night, holy night, all is calm and all is bright, that even in the darkness there's brightness. The hope we have in Jesus on Christmas from this holy infant, as the hymn says, so tender and mild. The scriptures bring those quiet manger moments to you and to me tonight. Like the moment when our Lord opened his eyes for the first time and the light entered. That had to have been incredible. To us, listen to Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 and 2, and imagine that moment with me. Comfort, when he opened his eyes, comfort is the message that comes to us. My God gives us comfort. Isaiah 40 says it, comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended and her iniquity is pardoned. And now our Lord has come, see? He's faced this world in all its calamity, in all its warfare, its cross, its agony, its shame, its guilt, and again in his resurrection. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty silent in that tomb, I bet, where Jesus was laid before the dawn of the first Easter. Silent, without words. But then the Lord showed us again his beauty in the resurrection and his power even over death itself as he burst forth and conquered it and brought us peace so that we can know stillness, comfort on our silent night tonight on Christmas Eve. And he speaks to us in his holy scriptures, on this holy night, when all is calm and hope is bright, he says to us, this is Isaiah 41, verse 10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, I'm your God. I will strengthen you, I will uphold you and help you and uphold you with my righteous right hand. These are Christmas words, my friends. Verses 12 and 13 put it this way. Those who war against you, God's baptized child, those who war against you shall be as nothing at all. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not. I don't know what you might be afraid of in your life tonight. But whatever it is, hear Christmas. Fear not. I am the one who helps you, he says. So we sit in silence, like Pastor Moore seeing the end of wartime. We see it too, in the face of our Lord in the scripture, in his words. So what can we say on Christmas Eve? On this holy and wonderful night, I like the way Isaiah says it better than anything else I could find. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall rest upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Merry Christmas, friends. Because of this silent night when Jesus was born, all will be well. That's his promise to you and to me. That's what brings us to his word again and again and again, and brings us to his sacraments, his beautiful forgiveness and promises. And it's not going to be that way because the world's going to make it that way, or everything's going to happen just right now in the world. No. But because he said in his own words, and I'll finish with this. John chapter 16, the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 33. I have said these things to you, Jesus says, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have troubles. But take heart, I have overcome the world. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We have a special treat for you tonight. Our TLC singers up in the balcony will be singing the hymn, O Holy Night, while the offering is collected and presented to the altar. Here at Trinity, we don't require you to give. You know, the giving is out of the goodness that God puts in our hearts towards this. If he leads you to give, great. But don't feel pressure tonight to put money in the plate. We're not doing this for the money, certainly. So as the offerings are collected and presented this evening, we'll enjoy our TLC singers and O Holy Night. Tonight for our Christmas Eve of prayer, it's a prayer for all of us gathered here tonight, our families, our friends, all those that we have on our hearts tonight. We pray that the Lord would bless us. Would you pray with me? Lord God Almighty, on this holy night, we come before you in awe and wonder at the majesty of the incarnation of your only Son, Jesus Christ, Savior of the nations, has come. And with joy, we greet our newborn King. Lord, let the proclamation of his birth sound forth throughout the world and bring peace to our hearts gathered here tonight. Lord, tonight I lift up those who are gathered here at Trinity, those who are listening to our service on the radio. Lord, I ask that you'd bless them, that you'd bless their families, that their celebrations of this Christmas would be joyous and filled with hope. Lord, that the truth of your forgiveness would be their constant companion. Lord, that you'd remind each and every one of us that your cross means our salvation, that you paid for our sins. And Lord, we don't have to live with a guilty conscience. You took care of that. Lord, and then in your resurrection, you showed us our future by faith in you, life forever into the ages, eternal in the heavens. Lord, we have nothing to fear in Christ. So I lift them up and ask that you bless them, that you continue to increase all of our faith, to hope in you, not just this night and tomorrow, Lord, but every day that you allow to come. Lord, that we would continue to learn to walk each and every day, Lord, resting on you as our foundation and our fortress. Lord, that every morning you'd remind us that your mercies are new every morning. And Lord, every night when we lay down our heads to go to sleep, you'd remind us that you keep us, that you're in control, and that tomorrow and next week and next month and next year, it's all yours. And you love us. So tonight, Lord, I ask your blessing upon each and every one of us. Make our celebrations joyous. In the name of Jesus, amen. We continue with our collect for peace. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and that also we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Just a few instructions for our candle lighting this evening. We'll light all of our candles and then we'll sing the hymn Silent Night, which is printed for you in your bulletin there. Our TLC singers are going to, we'll hear the hymn play through one time with the organ, and then our TLC singers will begin singing the German, which is also printed there in your in your bulletin. And if you know German and you want to sing along with them, you're more than welcome to do so. Once they finish singing the first verse in German, then we'll all join together in singing the remainder of the hymn that's printed there in the bulletin, and then we'll have our blessing for the night. So one more thing. When we come down to light your candle, I'll do that myself. If you're on the inside aisle, whenever we light the candle, just pass the flame on down to the next person. And if your candle's not already lit, turn it sideways so that the lit candle can remain vertical. That'll help the wax from dripping down. And then lean yours like this, light, and then go back, and the next person can do the same and the same. Everybody sound like we're good? Excellent. All right. Hopefully everybody has a candle. Everybody get a candle as they came in? Oh, good. Okay, wonderful. So we'll go ahead and dim the lights, and then we'll get started. Let us bless the Lord on this special night and always. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. We thank you for joining us for our service tonight. At this time, you can extinguish your candles and we'll turn the lights back on. Thank you so much for being here and enjoying the service with us tonight. We wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and the Lord's blessings on the rest of your night. For your candles, if you don't mind carrying them out the door, there'll be a box to just drop those in on your way out. And have a Merry Christmas. Thanks for coming.
And you've been listening to the Christmas Eve service live from Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa with Pastor Jason Cody. Thank you for listening here on KSPK. Next up, we will have the Christmas Eve service from Trinity Lutheran Church in Pueblo beginning at 10 p.m. this evening, followed by Horizon Christian Fellowship from Littleton at 11 p.m. and finally, Midnight Mass at midnight from the Shrine of St. Therese in Pueblo. In the meantime, enjoy continuous Christmas music right here on KSPK-FM.